Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy Colby Mack, and this is the Colby Told Me Podcast. Yo, whenever I want to, and damn, do I mean it. Deep dive with the Mack himself, where I get to amplify my movie reviews for your listening pleasure. Would you please consider giving your boy a follow? I'm on all the socials at Colby Told Me on Twitter and Instagram, and sometimes I'm on Facebook at Colby Mack. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is episode 16, and I may just have watched, and I'm finally ready to review what I think is Bo is Afraid of 2024. Here's your non-spoiler-ish review of Alex Garland's Civil War. A journey across a dystopian future America, following a team of military-embedded journalists as they race against time to reach D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. Shoutouts to IMDb, because I think that is very accurate. What wasn't accurate, which I think is probably duplicitous in nature, what I truly believe is fueling the flyers of a lot of the ire is back behind A24 and Alex Garland and whoever's a part of the marketing team that put together a campaign to sell a very different film than what we ultimately got. Do I believe in this world? I think I'd be foolish to say that I don't, when so many elements of what's created similar to what we're currently experiencing in a very fractured America. And I think that was the point. Now, for a lot of folks, they didn't even know that Alex Garland was an American. I think I kind of had an idea that he wasn't. So it's an interesting, what I thought, commentary on essentially politics or a fracturing society that you don't belong to. In the same way that I feel if I was a filmmaker and I wanted to set a story in a particular country that I'm not aligned with or not too familiar with or not whatever enough with, right? But then again, this is art. And we allow art to be an expression of freedom to be able to create, and in this instance, tell stories in a film medium to send a message. The message is the hard part that I think a lot of people are struggling with. But I will say, just from the crafts, I think this movie looks damn good. I'm actually particularly really enjoy the direction of this film. And I must say, there's Alex Garland, director of this film, and then there's Alex Garland, the writer of this film. Speaking towards the direction, the film language, this is dope. I was engrossed. I think the presentation from A24 in partnership with IMAX was a solid, was a more than solid choice. This felt epic. Do I want to feel like I'm inside of a modern day Civil War? No, but I believe I was transported to one. I think the production design is very good. I think the score, I'm not in love with. I think that there were some particular needle drops that don't wholly work. But particularly with what I'm seeing, I thought the cinematography is high as hell. It looks good. There's certain sequences that from an action standpoint are choreographed really well. One in particular at the end of the film, not so much. And I think that's what hurts the film narratively for me. But like the IMAX presentation did the damn thing. And this is a road trip movie. So I think so much of the pacing of the film lends itself to that internal clock that we know is ticking, like what was pointed to in the film synopsis that keeps you moving along. And I will say that stills that you can be able to pull from this film are strong. The imagery is strong. This is terrifying work. And what I mean by the work itself, it's the fact that it's a film about wartime photojournalists, right? And their presentation of their work. And it's really painting some images that are haunting, because I do believe it's an honest reality of what can come if we don't change the way how we operate politics in this country. Does this film care anything about having a dialogue about that? Nah, not particularly. And I think that that's frustrating, because what was marketed feels like that's what we're going to be getting a commentary on. Now, I think what I want to hold myself to a standard is not focus on what I wanted from a movie as opposed to focus on what was presented. And if I'm doing that, I think this film works. For what was presented, I do believe that this film works. What was sold, I think, is what missed the marks and what's frustrating me the most. Because I think from a writing standpoint of this film, it's the truest failure and what ultimately holds this film back from feeling like greatness. And it gets bogged down in so much frustration the more and more that I separate the story from the direction. Do I believe in these characters? I'd love to. Except because of Garland's choice to be quote unquote apolitical, for whatever that's worth, these characters from a writing standpoint are surface level at best. Thankfully, the performances are pretty damn good. I think that this is some of the best work I've seen from Kirsten Dunst in a long time. Jesse Plemons is always automatic. Whatever movie that brother's in, just know he will be a scene stealer. He just will. From the little time that he's on screen, and when I tell you it's a little bit of time, it's a little bit of time. Homie is doing work. He is terrifying, all right? When I finally get around to doing the Colby Tobies or the Golden Colbs, whatever, like I need the best villain of war to be able to have him nominated because his little screen time, he does so much with so little. And that is the emphasis of how dope a supporting performance can be, if we want to even call it that. But I will say, from a character standpoint of writing, this is a film that is not unlike something you haven't seen before, even though it's a film that is talking about a divided America. 19 states have seceded from the Union and blah, 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 blah. But we're not going to tell you anything about it. Kirsten Dunst's character, Lee, the grizzled vet, you know what I'm saying? We have Kaylee Spaney, who plays Jesse. She's the young buck. We have, the wise sage-like character in Stephen McKinley Henderson, such a distinguished gentleman, right? The wise old man. And then you have Joel, the wild card, in my opinion, played by Wagner Moura, or AKA not Pedro Pascal, right? We've seen this before. These are journalists that essentially are on the road to be able to capture what they believe would be the last story there is to tell in this war that's coming to an end. So not only do we get presented to a world that's at the tail end of a civil war, how much fun is that? We never get provided the true context of needed to be able to understand where we are. And I think that sense of displacement to time, geography, context of who the good guys are and who the bad guys are, that's an off-putting feeling. And I think that's what keeps me at distance from the narrative truly working. So not being able to get the full context of their goals and convictions makes me miss that all film long, and it doesn't give me the capability to inform anything that's of substance. I don't understand what's credible. There's no why to any of the characters or why they choose to be in particular places. Things just happen. And I think the in-the-moment experience, you can get away with that. But the further removed from the experience, the more that there's not a strong enough basis to support everything that you're seeing. So when I ask my question of did they achieve their goals, I don't know what they were. You know, Stephen McKinley Henderson's, his desire to go along for this trip, I don't know what his honest goal was. He just was there. Same thing with Joel's character. He was just there, and then there's a particular choice that gets made at the end of the movie as I'm like, oh, well, that wasn't apolitical. And then I feel like it kind of undercuts a lot of the arguments for support of this film. And this film is dividing not just film Twitter, but like anyone who's watched the movie, which may have been the point. It made a little under $25 million. It's the biggest debut for an A24 film, and I'm excited for the provocation that this film is presenting. But when I can't believe in the conflict, because, you know, it's hard not to believe that this could be a conflict because of how much it hints and seems of like a warning of the times that we truly are, that's the hook that sold the film. It's provocative, but it doesn't go far enough to feel satisfying with any thematic resonance. So how can I be moved in the end? I think I can feel emotions, even though they feel manipulated out of me, appealing to like my discomfort or the country's discomfort from the brutalization of Americans and citizens, or in particular, people of color, and having conversations with people that I respect in this instance. And I feel like so much of race, gender and socialization gets removed from this film. Not to say that that had to be the focus, but understanding from what the pull of this movie was, of what's fracturing America, that's inherent. And I think to ignore that is a very privileged stance. It's frustrating. So I'll say that this film, it straddles the line between brilliance from a craft standpoint, but so much indifference at the same time. And the more that I get away from the experience, it's frustratingly hollow. I will say that Civil War is, at a minimum, it is captivating. I think it's visually striking. It's often haunting. I think it's masterful direction. And masterful direction that coincides with an inconvenient truth that I hope doesn't come to pass. And I want this film narratively so much to just go further, but it keeps this distance from saying the hard parts out loud. Kobe told me rating for Civil War is a 6 out of 10. I think that this is a fine film, but it could have been great. This is written and directed by Alex Garland and is starring Nick Offerman, Kirsten Dunst, Wagner Moura, aka not Pedro Pascal, Jesse Plemons, Kaylee Spaney, Jefferson White, and Stephen McKinley Henderson. Yeah, I did say Nick Offerman, who's in this movie for a smidge of the time. And this is now playing in theaters everywhere. Well, that'll do it for this one. Can't wait to get you the next one. Until then, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thanks for rocking with me. And remember, when they ask you where you heard it from, tell them Kobe told me. Peace.